that if there's leftover tzitzin that are ma'ak of the milah, he's not allowed to eat truma, pesach, kachim, and ma'aser. So the Gemara thought we're talking about ma'aser sheni. The Gemara says, no, we're talking about ma'aser behema. The Gemara asks, ma'aser behema is included in kachim, so why does it have to say it? The Gemara answers, we're talking about ma'aser rishon, we're going like a mayor that says ma'aser rishon is also tazar. The Gemara makes a raya that Abchiya Barab Midifti says, Aral is Aser in both Maisers. The Gemara thought one's Maiser Shani and one's Maiser Behema. The Gemara says, talking about Maiser Rishon, we're going like a mare. The Gemara says, from a Braisa, Oinon is Aser in Maiser, Mutter in Shuma and Para Aduma. Atvayim is Aser in Shuma and Mutter in Para and Maiser. Amachasikipurim is Aser in Para and Mutter in Shuma and Maiser. Why doesn't it say in Aral is Aser in Shuma and Mutter in Para and Maiser? The Gemara says, we're going like a Beakiva, that's Marabal and Aral like a Tame. And the Gemara explains the Tana that disagrees with the Beakiva is the Tanakam of Yosef Abavli. Because the Braisa says, if an Oinon or Machasikipurim burns the Para Aduma, it's kosher. And Beis Bavli says, an Oinon is kosher, and Mechusik Yipurim is possible. So we see that the Tanakama disagrees with the Braisa before regarding Mechusik Yipurim. Ibitzuk also holds an Arl's also in Meiser, because Ibitzuk learns out of a Pasuk. It says Mimenu by Meiser. It says Mimenu by Pesach. Just like Pesach Arl's also in it, Meiser also in Arl's also. The Gemara says it's obviously Mufne, because or else you could have a Pircha that Pesach Yichayev Pigal Neisavetame. The Gemara explains that it's Mufne, because it says three Mimenus by Pesach. One is Lugufei. One is for Xer Shava, and the third one, since the Torah is coming to say there's a din to burn Eiser, that's why it says Mimenu. And there are three Mimenu by Meiser. One is the Gufei, one is for Ebavo in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that you're allowed to burn Shem and Shalchuma Shenitmis. And one is for Ish Lakish, that had you know Meiser Sheni that's Nitma, you're allowed to shmir it, because the Pasuk says, V'lenisant Mimenu L'meis. We're obviously talking about Sicha, that is Shayach by a Meis. And obviously it's only a problem by a Meis, but a Chai is Mutter. And you can't say it's talking about buying an iron at Achrichim, because the Pasuk says Mimenu, which means Migufay. Avashi says different Josh, it says Leinasati similar to Leachalti. Just like Leachalti is Migufay, Leinasati is also Migufay. The Gemara asks, it's only Mufna on one side. What about the sheet that holds in Mufna mitzad echad is Lamedin Mishivin? The Gemara says, Allah Rebavo, you can learn from Rav Nachman. That the Pasuk says it's Shmeres Trumaisai, it's talking about Truma Tahira and Truma Tamea. And the Pasuk says, Lacha, to tell you, you could burn it. The Gemara asks, how do you know a Tamei can't eat Truma? Because the Pasuk says, Ish, Ish, mi Zera Aaron, which Halacha applies to all the Zera Aaron, to Zechar Menekevis. Obviously, it's Truma. It can't be Chaz of a Sheik, because a woman that goes back to her father's house doesn't eat Chaz of a Sheik. The Gemara says, how do you know Arasha Yitar means until Harif Shemesh? Maybe it means you need to bring a Kapara. The Gemara brings Tan of Rabbi Shmuel, that we're talking about a Zav that only saw two Re'ias, and a Mitzayir Musker, because it's similar to a Tamei Nefesh that doesn't need a Kapara. But the Gemara says maybe that's only someone that doesn't need a Kapara. But maybe someone that needs a Kapara has to bring the Kapara. And the Gemara makes a Mishnah that if a person is Tevel, he's allowed to eat Meiser. If there's Harav Shemesh, he could eat Truma. If he brings a Kapara, he could eat Kachim. How do you know it? Rava says the name of Chizda says three psukim. One pasuk says, V'layecham in HaKachim, Kim Rochetz B'sar B'mayim. Obviously, if he goes to the mikveh, he's tar. One pasuk says, V'ah Shemesh V'tar, after the sun sets, he could eat. One pasuk says, V'chipra la'akayin v'tahera, after the kapara you could eat. So obviously, one's meiser, one's truma, one's kachim. And truma is obviously more chama than meiser, because there's misa, there's chaimish, there's no pidyon, and it's aser tazar. The Gemara says, meiser is adif, because you have to bring it to the base of mikdash, there's vidui, it's aser tenainan, you know how to burn it betoma. If you eat it when it's tummy, you get malchus, and you need beer. The Gemara says, misa is adif. Rava says, you don't have to come on to that, the pasuk says, nefesh. What if something gets shavel chal nefesh? Obviously, it's Meiser. The Gemara says, maybe that's only if he's not Mechuyev in a Kapara. But if he's Mechuyev in a Kapara, maybe he has to be in Kapara. Abaye says, there's two Psukim by Yeledus. One says, Ad Meloy Simei Tahara, then she becomes Tahar. And one Pasuk says, after the Kapara, she becomes Tahar. So obviously, one's Truma, one's Kachim. And Kachim is more common than Truma, because there's Pigol, Neiser, it's called a carbon, there's Me'ila, Yechayev Karis, and it's Asa Tanainan. The Gemara says, Truma is more chamer because of the reasons we said before. The Gemara says, Kachim has more reasons. Rava says, you don't have to come on to that. The Pasuk says, V'chiper Aleha Kain V'tahera. Obviously, she's considered Tamea. And if we're talking about Kachim, the Pasuk says, if she's considered a Tamei, so she can't eat Kachim. Obviously, we're talking about Truma. The Gemara asks, could it be talking about Truma? But the Braisa says, Dabral B'nai Yisrael. It sounds like only B'nai Yisrael. How do you know Gieris and a Shivcha Mishachares? The Pasuk says, Isha. So if we're talking about Truma, Gieris and a Shivcha can't eat Truma. Rava says, it has to be talking about Truma because it says, B'chol Kaidish Le Siga, which is coming to include Truma. So obviously, the Pasuk is talking about different things. The Gemara explains why I need three Psukim by Truma. Because if it would only say Arasha Yitar, you wouldn't know what's considered Tahara. That's why it says Avah Shemesh Vitar. If it would only say Avah Shemesh Vitar, you would think it's only if there's not a Bar Kapara. But if it's a Bar Kapara, you have to be in Kapara. That's why it says Ad Malais. And if it would say Ad Malais, you would think you don't need Tvila. That's why it says Arasha Yitar.